I suspect that your patience is wearing slightly thin. I'm eager to hear Richard's attempt to rebut or appreciate his comments, so I will be reasonably brief. But I was reminded by the 170 CDs that Bahir Van Kalam and I were this morning talking to various journalists, and Joe Bowler had put together a way of illustrating how much data the SKA will produce. And we felt that this wasn't perhaps the best one. So we converted this. If you took this data and the equivalent volume of music data on your iPod, how long would it take to listen to 1 year of SKA data? And it turned out to be 2 million years of iPod playback time as equivalent to 1 year of SKA data, which is an interesting fact. Anyway, that wasn't the point of the discussion. I've known Richard longer than he may remember. He gave a presentation on SKA at the Department of Energy conference on megasonics projects when I was the EMEA particle physicist. I have now moved mainly into science administration and science policy, and I have become sort of part-time a sociologist of science, or trying to understand what makes big science projects work well, what are the qualities that we need, and what should we be looking for. And as scientists, we tend to think it's the project, it's the science that is doing, it's the goals and the engineering. Of course, all of those things are important, but it's absolutely obvious that it's really the people, and especially the presence of a charismatic leader who can take a project and make it a reality, drive it forward, who can connect the very practical implementation aspects of effective project management and making something work, who can build the team of people who will do that, but who has this clear, very forward-looking, inspirational vision that is sufficient to inspire and build the team. And I think you can guess that for SKA, Richard is that person. I've referred to Mike Harrison, fulfilled that role in a number of other projects as well. And so Richard is an inspirational leader character. On behalf of SDFC and my colleagues Simon and Michelle and others who've worked with you over the past few years, I'm not going to give you a present tonight, but we want to, I thought what is the best present we could give is to make this project a reality. So I, and I hope everybody else here, that will be our present to you, and we're committed to make it happen. So congratulations on your retirement.